Yeah, that's a good question. That's the kind of questions people need to be asking and thinking about, because that's how we sort of learn how jurisdiction and tribal sovereignty works. So it's a great question. And the fact is that if there are those infractions, if you look to jurisdiction, you could say, well, Cherokee Nation has jurisdiction in that situation. Now, here's where working close with municipalities is good for everybody. We already have great relationships, by the way, with police officers, with sheriff deputies and their departments. We have cross-deputization agreements, Tom, with every county in the reservation, which is 14 counties. We have a cross-deputization agreement with the Highway Patrol. Mm-hmm. We have cross-deputization agreements, I think, with just about every town. That means that the Bartlesville police officer can issue that ticket. What happens with that ticket? Well, that's where on the back end we can do some things cooperatively that can make it really seamless. So we're right now getting legislation before our council to enable us to approve agreements with cities and towns so that, yes, they have to send, they may have to send the ticket to Cherokee Nation, but they're not, but no one's going off scot-free. And here's the other thing, municipalities rely to some degree on these revenue, on mm-hmm. the revenue from these tickets. They're going to be able to keep a good amount of those revenue, a good amount of that revenue as a result of these agreements. We really, Tom, don't want to be in the day-to-day business of substituting for local traffic courts, local police officers. That's why these agreements are critical. But they can be done. I mean, we've been handling mutual agreements on law enforcement for decades. So we can do this, Tom, but these are great questions, and these are what people need to think about. But, again, this is all manageable. It just takes cooperation. And I think that the other thing it takes in terms of leadership is that, you know, if you're going to say the sky is falling, by golly, it better be falling. And I don't think the sky is falling. I think we've heard some of that rhetoric across the state. But there's also uncertainty about it, and I get that. And sometimes uncertainty can lead us to maybe jump to conclusions about the severity of a situation.